Letting yourself just settle. Trusting the container of this moment, of your body, of this group, trusting the container of that which is right now. To just hold you. And just settle in. Because it is time for a time out. Not that time out where you've been a little naughty or a little rangy or something like that. But a time out wherein in this space, this sacred space that we're sinking into, we're not even going to put forth a lot of concepts or things that we need to think of or do, or not exactly do or effort, but still kind of think of and on and on. There are times for that. But not now. Because you've been going at a bit of a pace, haven't you? And even if your body hasn't, it's possible that you're feeling a little bit bored, but your mind is going. So it's time now just to feel the body. The body's integrating a lot, as we've said this so many times, because it always seems to be true. There's always new reasons, week after week, whether it's a bombardment of solar flares, geomagnetic storms, cosmic rays blasting the planet. And while ultimately those represent potential upgrades for us, for our physical and our energetic systems, the way they land sometimes, it is a bit destabilizing for different, the body's systems, nervous system, the neural net reflected in sleep, disturbances, either being really wired or really just wrung out, feeling like you can't get enough sleep. Just for now, in our time together, let's just let the energy of the group those patterns of perfection that we are holding for one another and with one another at those higher levels, those higher vibrational bandwidths. Let's just let that do the work, as it were, if indeed work is to be done here. Just breathing into the body. And you don't have to do anything exactly. The body will naturally begin to relax. And as any little bundles that were more tightly wound from your DNA strand to the nerve pathways, to the free nerve endings on the surface of the skin, to the way the cells might be clustering or not in the intestines, the enteric nervous system, things are shifting there. Things are shifting in that sort of the solar plexus, that nerve plexus, and the enteric nerve plexus. And that has to do with our relationship to the ego construct, the human construct. Just let that happen. We're going to talk more about that. Not now, though. Don't worry. But we're going to talk more about that. The ego construct, the personality construct. But that is shifting as per your request, let's say. Your energetic request, your shifting. Your coordinates in the quantum field changing. And so those places where in the old wiring, the old human wiring, there would be a lot of cord connections in those lower two nerve plexuses. A lot of, we could say lower karmic sort of attachments happening from those levels. A great deal of, we don't even have to go outside of ourselves, looking at relationships, so to speak, even just our own sense of ourself, attachment we might have to identity, aspects of our identity. Those are all, they tend to land, show up, fester perhaps even in those two regions. So as we say so often, let the light do the work. Let the light that you are do the work. Let this group configuration support you. And so, yes, ta-da, it's happening. And there are going to be shifts in the body, of course, as things shift in the energy realms and in the non-physical aspects of your being, your expanded being. So now when you breathe, breathe into those places. Really puff out the lower abdomen as you breathe in. And you're not exactly trying to do anything. We're not trying to exhale badness or negativity and breathe in goodness or something like that. That's a little bit of an old understanding. Just nourishing the body with breath. It's that simple right now. Body needs to be just met at that level, nothing else. No overlays, perceptual overlays, no judgments. Just nourish the body with breath. Ah, good. Just creating space in the body. Let's just hold that as a state of being right now, all of us together. As a state of being, expand. Whatever that feels like for you right now. Expand as a state of being. Expand as a pattern in the field. And go ahead, absolutely. No, you don't have to stay grounded in your body or anything. If expand makes you feel lightheaded and drifty, then do it. Go. Expand, just trust. Far, far more of you exists in those higher spacious realms anyway. It is perfectly natural for expand. To feel like that eventually. Go, it's okay. Now, here's an interesting one that's arising right now. Let's join together to experience another state of being. And here's what's arising for us now. Drift. But wait, shouldn't I? Be grounded, shouldn't I? Hang on to something or other, shouldn't I? I don't know. Should we? This is a time out, remember. Drift. Not holding. To any one thing, just for now. Not holding to breath, meaning not counting breath or holding it on the inhalation or the exhalation or anything like that. not holding to any one thought. Not holding to any one feeling. Not holding to any sense of self. Or sense of your beingness as being a self. Expand and then drift. This will naturally take you beyond all of that. Good. No, it's okay. Even let the mind drift. It's okay. Good. And now together, as a state of being, reconfigure. Good. You felt that one. Good. So there's a little more of a feeling of a kind of a momentum with this one. Reconfigure. Now again, no efforting, no thinking about what configuration do I want to have. It is let expand. And drift. And the inherent spaciousness of those states of being. Let them reconfigure you. Allow that spaciousness to reconfigure the cells. No effort. It's just happening. The cells and their relationship with one another, their proximity to one another, meaning more space, meaning more light. The emotional body to reconfigure now. Allowing expansion. That sort of languid, fluid permission to drift. To not hold tightly to anything. And I understand there are things in your life that maybe do need to be held, sometimes held tightly. But not right now. Allow the spaciousness of your true nature to very gently reconfigure your emotional body now. You are already reconfiguring in your energy body levels. The geometries and frequencies and light configurations in your greater soul field. That is already happening, which is in large part why we're feeling this what? Is it a minor kerfuffle? In the nerve plexuses of the body. Time out, Master, time to rest. To remember your expanded beingness. Your soft and bright suchness.